Second, coming to you live out of Alaska, and I'm going to bring up something this week, this hour, in the Supreme Court about good old Obama, good old Warren, Pocahontas. That should scare the living hell out of you. Will these major talking people bring this up? I don't know, probably not. I'm going to bring it up. But I'm going to do just a little more foundation, and we're going to get into it. The bottom line is, this happened, the administrative agencies were getting so out of control. They were making literally tens of thousands of regulations, so they passed the Administrative Procedures Act in 1946. And they said, we're going to have substantive regs that have the first effect of law. You know how many the IRS has done? None. They print it right in the front of the book. You know what? How to read it. They don't do them. It's a lie. But you're not taught. I wasn't taught. How would anybody figure this stuff out? That's why we have schools. We're supposed to have schools. So in this, March 12th, 1946, Administrative Procedures Act, I'm going to read just a couple of short things out of the congressional record. We have set up in order a fourth order in the tripartite plan of government, which was initiated by the founding fathers of our democracy. They set up the executive, the legislative, and judicial branches. But since that time, we have set up a fourth dimension, if I may so term it, which is now popularly known as the administrative in nature. So now we have the legislative, executive, judicial, and administrative. We got four branches. So what else did they set up? This is on the same page, by the way. And I have this book. If you want it, you ask for it. I have to email it in several things because it's a 400 pages. It was done by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He was a piece of garbage. But he had it done in 1937. It says, in 1937, the President's Committee on the Administrative Management issued its report. And I quote excerpts from that report. The executive branch of the government of the United States has grown up without plan or design. To look at it now, no one would ever recognize the structure which the founding fathers erected a century and a half ago. Now, that ought to shock people. I got 400 pages of this damn telling what they're doing. Anyway, commissions have been the result of legislative groping rather than the pursuit of a consistent policy. They are, in reality, miniature, independent governments set up to deal with the railroad problem, the banking problem, or the radio problem. They constitute a headless fourth branch of government, a haphazard deposit of irresponsible agencies and uncoordinated powers. And FDR said, oh, man, I got to make this look good. He put in this thing, he says, I have examined this report carefully and thoughtfully, and I am convinced that it is a great document of permanent importance. It is. If I got it 400 pages. You won't ever see it. It's in Gonzaga Law Library. I got it out of Washington, and I had somebody that sent me some copies, but they were all marked up, but I got it and hand-copied the darn stuff. It took forever. Anyway. It's all OCR, the practice of creating independent regulatory commissions who perform administrative work in addition to judicial work threatens to develop a fourth branch of the government for which there is no sanction in the Constitution. No kidding! We're supposed to have three branches. We got something sitting outside. Outside the government. But it's gotten worse. Now, you see, the problem is, and I got to, let me open this up here. There was a great case. I've got to reread it again because I didn't get home in time here, but there's some important stuff in it. It's Myers versus United States, 1926. It's 272 U.S. 52. Now, you see, what they used to do is when somebody would get elected, the president, they would clean house. Yeah, they would get rid of the people so they have people that's in there working for them. See, Trump has got a bunch of the deep state, tremendous amount of them embedded, and a lot of them are under civil service protections. This is in that case. They said... Here, they're talking about in Washington, he got rid of 17 people. Adams, 19. Jefferson, 62. Madison fired, replaced 24. Jackson, 180. Van Buren, 43. Harrison and Taylor, 389. Polk, 228. Taylor, 491. Fillmore, 73. Pierce, 771, Buchanan, 253, Lincoln, 1,400, Johnson, 726. They replaced those people. How can you run a government if you got a bunch of enemies operating within? Can't. Now, there's more to this case because it's brought up in the Supreme Court case that I'm going to get to now because they were against what was going on. But what did good old Pocahontas do with Obama? This is shocking. Like I say, this case, and the case number is 19-7. So if you go to the, and if you want all of this information, Skype would be, I downloaded all of the amicus curiae, friends of the court briefs, and the petition, and the opposition, the respondents, and the replies. Because there's a lot to be learned by reading what these big boys do and how they look at the stuff. But you know what's missing? The Supreme Court of the United States in Chrysler v. Brown in 1917 defined subsidy regulations, or substantive, that had the forced effect of law. They have, like also called them legislative rule. So in that world, to appear to have the force and effect of law, they have to comply with 5 U.S.C. 553 B, C, and D. And the only way you find that, you have to go into the Code of Federal Regulations. You have to go to the bottom. You have to look up the Federal Register. Then you go in and see if it says it complies with 553 B. You know how many I've found? None. Oh, we don't have to do that because it's not in the public interest. Just smoke and mirrors. There's more than 10,000 excuses. They don't do them. Why would they? Because I'll guarantee you there's probably not one in 10,000 people even know how to do it, how to go check it out. How would you know how to check this out? You have to, number one, you have to know the statute. Then you got to go look at the regulations under that statute. Then you have to go to the bottom to the Federal Register. And then you got to read it and see if it has 553 B, C, or D. And it's B normally. That's real important. And then you have to understand what the 553 B means, force and effect of law. How many people are going to know that? They aren't, because it's not taught. How the hell would you ever figure this out? I went all the way back from 1939 and figured out all this IRS. I said, I'm going to find the real law. There's nothing there, folks. I pounded the hell out of it. The remedy's not there. I finally figured that out after about four times around the block. I go around from this part of the first part of the block to the next part of the block, and I say, you know what? I've been here before. There's no remedy. From the first time to the last time. Did that for years. So how's it supposed to work? Now we're going to get into what, let me tell you how it's supposed to work briefly. In that world, you're supposed to, since 1946, you put in a proposed regulation. You have to state in there it's in compliance with 553B, which none of them are. Then you have to accept comments. Then they have to come back with a final rule. Oh, and you can comment on the other one. Of course, there's thousands of those damn things done every month. And who's going to read and file a case and have standing and all that? It's not going to happen. So then they come back with a final rule. And they're supposed to say in compliance with 553B. It doesn't. But then they say, oh, we got all these comments. And then, by the way, under 553D, we got to wait 30 days. Oh, no, we're not going to do that either. So then Congress has 6 months, the congressional overview, to say, oh, no, we don't want to do that regulation. Now, is that a hell of a way to run a constitutional republic? I don't think so. And very few of them are ever challenged, and the ones are they don't get into the real meat and potatoes because they can't divulge it, or they're so damn ignorant they don't even know what's going on, including our Murkowski up here. That's the way the administrative state works. So, and they create now the independent establishments, post office, FCC, FAA, SEC, they're all independent establishments. They're outside the government. They're appointed by the president with the consent of Congress, and then they just do what they want. But now Obama and Miss Pocahontas, they did something even beyond that. Let me read the statement here out of this case. This is absolutely shocking why you would never want a Democrat. Never. First of all, they execute babies born alive. I can't make this up. I'm sorry, that is what I would call crossing the Rubicon, or that is a line if you are in favor and the Democrats voted. We can have children born that escaped abortion, and we can still murder the damn children and get away with it. And it's okay? For the mother's sake? I don't think so. I'm sorry. If you're a Democrat, I don't want anything to do with you. Go to hell. Because you're already headed there. So what does it say in this? The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is an agency like no other. That's surprising. It would come out under Obama and Warren. Headed by a single director who does not answer to the president. The CFPB exercises vast executive power against private parties. Whoa! While the court has, in its limited circumstances, upheld the constitutionality of certain multi-member independent agencies whose leading officers of the president can remove only for cause, it has never upheld the constitutionality of an independent agency that exercises significant executive authority but is led by a single person. Headed by a single director, removable only for cause, the CFPB possesses substantial executive authority, including the power to implement and enforce a vast array of federal consumer protection laws. I think the damn Department of Justice did that. It held that the CPS's structure, this is the lower court, did not violate the separation of powers. And they quote a case, Humphrey's Executor versus United States, 1935. This is in Franklin Delano Roosevelt when he was trying to stack the Supreme Court. 295 U.S. 602. What's it say? Article 2 of the Constitution vests the executive power in the President of the United States of America. And by the way, did you know that in the Constitution, the executive power is in the President of the United States of America, and then he also assumes the office of the President of the United States? Most people don't even know that. How would you know these things? I wasn't even taught that. I had to read it in briefs. Because United States of America is the founding entity that was established under the Articles of Confederation. And it says, for a more perfect union, we establish a Constitution of the United States. And that includes only the several states. Don't have anything as far as the federal courts out. It doesn't have anything to do with D.C. or the territories or possessions. Do they tell us that? Of course not. We're going to need to know. It said there was a landmark decision in Myers versus United States. I just read from 272 U.S. 52 in 1926. The court recognized the president's broad authority to supervise, direct, and remove subordinate officers of the executive branch. That's an important issue. If he's the president, he's got executive power. Shouldn't he be able to remove the idiots below him if they're not doing the right job or whatever? At will? That's Myers versus United States, 272, U.S. 52, 1926 case. They go on to say the court recognized, and I'm going to get up to the, when I get to the punchline here, and I'm telling you what, I hope you're sitting down. Because this is an example of Obama, that lying piece of garbage, and Biden, and Pocahontas, Warren, these people are against overthrowing our republic. They're waging war on the laws of the United States. Anyway, it says the court recognized a narrow exception to the principles. This is Humphrey's case again, where the court upheld a statute protecting multiple commissioners of the Federal Trade Organization for removal except for inefficiencies, neglect, duty, and malfeasance in office. Back in a minute. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Okay. I hope you're set now, because you can't make this stuff up. An independent establishment sits outside the Constitution. Powers doesn't exist. They just made it up. They have this fourth branch of government. But Obama and Pocahontas, oh, they took it to a gray new area. Unbelievable. So what did they establish? Let me get back to what they did here. It says here, the court recently reaffirmed, apart from those limited exceptions, the president's executive power includes as a general matter the authority to remove those who assist him in carrying out his duties. Supreme Court rule sounds a lot. If he's going to be head of the dang department and he's got somebody underneath him that's not doing the job, he can fire him for cause or without cause. He just say, you'd go on. In 2007, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, then a professor at the Harvard Law School, proposed a new independent federal agency called the Financial Product Safety Commission, envisioned as the analog to the multi-member Congress Product Safety Commission. The proposed agency would enforce existing consumer financial protection laws and ensure consumer financial products such as mortgages, car loans, and credit cards and meet certain minimum standards. The idea gained the backing of the Obama administration in 2019 when the Department of Treasury proposed the creation of the Consumer Financial Protection Agency. By the way, they're running ads on that now. You can see them. An independent agency designed to ensure that the consumer protection regulations were fairly written and enforced vigorously. Oh, boy, you betcha. The trade agency suggests that the agency be structured to promote its independence and accountability. And a multi-member board and a director representing a diverse set of viewpoints and experiences. Oh, we got to have diversity. To hell with the frickin' Constitution. We don't care whether you have any qualifications. We got to see. We got to have a sex check. Let's see you. LPDJ or whatever the hell it all is. Are you male, female, it, or whatever? Are you a woman or a man? Are you a Democrat or Republican? Or are you a Muslim? We got to have diversity. Now, what the qualifications? Do they do that for the NBA football? No. About 70% are more black because they got the ability to do it. They don't do diversities. Why don't they do it there? I don't know. Seems logical to me. They wanted to create an independent bureau. What's interesting? This is where it starts to get really bad. Appointed by the president, confirmed by the Senate, the director serves for a term of 5 years and may remain in office thereafter until the successor has been confirmed. Of central importance here, the president may not remove the director except for inefficiency, neglect of duty, or malfeasance. He can't just say, you're working against me. Oh, no, we can't do that. We got to come up with, you got some crime, something that we can get you for malfeasance or something. Wait a minute. But you don't like me, and you're working against me, and you got a diverse a bunch of people that have diverse whatever against me. Oh, that's all right. And I can't get rid of you. Oh, but it gets worse. And the Congress gave this thing enforcement powers, including the powers to conduct investigations. Well, the FBI and DOJ did that. Or maybe even Congress, if they get off their ass on the Republican side, to issue subpoenas and civil investigation demands and file lawsuits in federal court to impose civil penalties. Approximately 19 currently pending. So in other words, if you don't do what we want, we're an agency, you can't get rid of the director unless he's committing some crime. The president can't. And it's got a diverse bunch of folks there. God knows what. Got to have so many black, white, purple, and green, whatever the hell it all is, and what, who knows. But the president can't get rid of him. But they have enforcement powers like the Department of Justice. Investigatory powers like Congress or like the FBI. And they can go, they have standing to file lawsuits. Of course, they're filing him in the United States District Courts, which are tribunals, legislative courts. Because, see, you see, those courts are under the control of Congress. The court cases say so. Oh, my God, it's their step. It says here they wield enormous power over American businesses, American consumers, and the U.S. economy. Because they are going to do what you want to do. And you can't get rid of the bastard. The director, you can't get rid of him. What are you going to do? He's there for 5 years. So Obama or Hillary or God knows what points some idiot in there, like the guy that's the head of the WHO organization. He's crazier than a loon, totally biased, none totally unqualified, and you can't get rid of him. And then we got a whole bunch of people that got diversity. And then we give them enforcement powers, and they can file lawsuits, and they can take you to court and penalize. Oh, it gets worse yet. Hang on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay. Now it gets better. I really hope you're sitting down. You can't make this stuff up, literally. Let me get back to it here. I was just looking at, I'm going to have a read off some of these people that's supporting this. And so, now this is Obama. This is what a Biden was doing in there. This is what Pocahontas, she liked this. Oh, that's good stuff. So as further to ensure this CFPB, this Consumer Protection Independence, Congress chose to exempt it from the normal congressional appropriations process. You get that? The damn thing is exempt from congressional appropriations. Where's it going to get its money? The CFPB receives most of its funding from the Federal Reserve System, another independent agency within which it is normally located. Each year, the director may request and the Federal Reserve must provide an amount the director deems reasonably necessary to carry out the consumer protection duties not to exceed a set percentage, currently 14% of the statutory adjustments of the Federal Reserve's total operating expenses at the time. Based on the Federal Reserve's operations, this guy doesn't even go to Congress. They don't even vote on where to get their frickin' money. Can you believe this? I'm not kidding you. Thank God we got somebody that's willing to expose him and take him to court. Thank goodness we got five, hopefully, some justices that will stop some of this nonsense. They don't even, the money isn't even appropriated through Congress. Not only they're not accountable to the president, he can't fire the damn director. He can't get rid of this diverse board. They go straight to the Federal Reserve for their damn money. And not to Congress. You can't make it up. In our republic, you've got to be kidding me. Just kidding me. And they can do what the DOJ does. They can investigate FBI. They can investigate you and take you to court and penalize you if you don't do what they want. And they're not accountable to anybody. The director's there for 5 years unless you can catch him stealing, doing something. The president can't even get rid of this sucker. Do you think we might have a problem here if Congress doesn't control the appropriations? This is Obama and Warren. As you're going to hear this, this is Biden. I couldn't believe this when I started going. I haven't even read the whole thing yet. I'm going to take time out because I got so many other things. But you can't make the, are you going to hear this on the main network? Probably not. You're probably never going to hear it any other place in here. That's why I encourage people to, number one, support Republic Broadcasting, because without them, I'm not here. And I guarantee without me here, there are things that I bring up that nobody will touch. And I base it on their stuff. I love. Consider me Priest Ralph, and they send their confessions in, except I'm under no obligation. I got loose lips. And nobody's going to shut me up. Can you believe this? We have a consumer protection agency that Obama, Biden, Pocahontas did when she was at Harvard pretending to be a war hoop. I actually have Cherokee in my history. My grandparents' mother was either a full-blooded or one beyond a full-blooded Cherokee. So what? I got Warup in me. Big frickin' deal. I got Kraut in me. German. I got Swedes in me from my mother's side. Big deal. I don't have to lie about it. Is there any of them better than the other one? I don't think so. I hope not. That's what makes me. That's part of what I am. I don't have to lie about it. I could probably qualify to get to the Cherokee, but I don't want to get involved with that. It's not my thing. Let those people do what they want. Can you believe they set up an independent establishment, just like the Federal Reserve? They're not accountable to anybody. Post Office, SEC, Interstate Commerce, FAA, they're all sitting outside the government. But they gave this agency powers to send subpoenas like the House of Representatives. Oh, we can just subpoena whoever we want. If we say we want to subpoena you, by damn, you will come and give us what we want. It doesn't work that way. We've got a separation of powers in our republic. Of course, it's not there yet, but we have the, thank God we're going to get back to it maybe someday. And they can take people to court and fine them. And there's 19 cases right now. And if somebody had the balls to do this. Can you believe, number one, the president can't fire the director. He can't just fire him. He's stuck with him. That director can come out and say, hey, you know, I love Obama. I love Biden. I love Bernie, I love communism, and he can't do anything about it. How can you run a government if you got people under me, under you, that's in your executive power, and you can't do anything about it? Then, even to make it worse, even if you get a House of Representatives and a House of Senate, which we have, the appropriation isn't even. They don't even have to go through Congress for appropriation. They go to the Federal Reserve and get a percentage of what their budget is. With no oversight. Can you make this up? I'm not kidding. I just, I don't know what to say anymore. It's just hard to believe. Chris in Las Vegas. Question, comment on what we're talking about?
A little bit of both, actually. Thank you so very much, Ralph. Did you say the name of this case is Humphreys versus the FTC, or what was
No, Humphreys is a case back in 1935 that relied. This case is called SEILA, Sheila Law, LLC, versus Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The case number is 19-7. It's on the Supreme Court cases. If you go and look at cases, or just type in SEILA, and it will come up.
Thank you very much. It sounds to me like this is a quasi-IRS-type agency that's likely set up under the Treasury's role as governor of the IMF. In other words, it's a foreign entity setting up a new terrorocracy to plunder, rob, rape, and pillage the people, and particularly the financial agencies, under these legal schemes of these demons that, in fact, Obama, Biden, and Warren, and others were involved, along with Tim Geithner, TurboTax, Tim the Snake Geithner, in the Plundering, Pillaging, and Robbing Piracy Act of WaMu's assets, conveying them to the one single set-aside exclusive bidder on their unconscionable auction by the so-called FDIC acting as the settler and the autonomous agent for both the seller and buyer and all the other entities that had interest in that. And there was some subsequent legislation by other banking entities who had investments along with WaMu and several other things. And, of course, they paid the WaMu stakeholders and the others 125% of face value while they left the liabilities to the people that were taken advantage of, because JPMorgan Chase Bank acted as a debt buyer of others' loans for debt collection.
Well, you're covering a lot, but let me give you something else here. They have set up this agency with a director that can't be fired by the president, by a diverse bunch of people, God knows how they get there, and they have control over American businesses and American consumers and our economy to reshape it to do whatever they please for five freaking damn years until we get a new director. And what makes it even worse, not only can the president not get rid of the director, Congress can't even withhold appropriations because it's automatically funded out through the Federal Reserve, a percentage of the Federal Reserve, another independent agency. You can't make that. How can you have something that's controlling the frickin' economy that the president can't get rid of, and it ain't even funded by Congress? You got to be, I can't make this stuff up.
Well, this is a sedition coup d'etat, a takeover of the government by a foreign group of pirates masking as representatives.
It is a, these independent establishments should not exist. They're outside the government. They're called the headless fourth branch of government. Their regulations are all smoke, just like this Real ID Act. I researched that. I may even do a part of a show on that again. Got to go back and find my research. That's all smoke. The regulations have no force and effect of law. They're only for citizens of the United States. I have out of a case where they went after Trump on his IRS stuff. The Ways and Means Committee of Congress. Now, if they don't know what the taxation system's about, they said the federal taxation system is a voluntary participation in a national. Voluntary participation in a national taxation system. And the only thing Congress can do is for citizens of the United States. I have the congressional record of 1938, by the way. I got all these types of things that you can get if you want to get this stuff from me, and I'll help show you, help you where it is. But the bottom line, it says they're not even supposed to be legislating for a citizen of the United States, because Congress is only supposed to be going against state law and state actors that were doing something dastardly like discrimination. And what they did is they changed from 1900 to 1930. We did laws of the United States. Then we did laws of our statutes of the United States. Then we did statutes of the United States with laws of the United States of America in the same heading. Then all of a sudden it's just laws of the United States of America. Then all of a sudden it's laws of the United States and public law. Now it's only public law. We made that transition from 1900 to 1930. I got to get that documented, but it's easy in the head of the statute. It says so. Why don't we have statutes in the United States no more? Because there is no republic.
We don't have law. We've got corporations ruling the flipping thing and these agency actors.
Oh, you know what we got? You and me signed up to be citizens of the United States, a status that is established by Congress. And in that status, we are slaves to Congress. They have the political rights. We have the civil rights. I can prove it all. You and me.
Please be sure.
Look in the mirror. We did it.
Give your phone number out again today, please, Ralph. Thank you very, very much.
Yep. Well, it's just like it'd be for Vendetta. Look in the mirror. It's up to us. That's why I'm trying to get people to get the real stuff. Or I have cases. I have a case that was filed in Minnesota for a couple. In the court of claims. And I'm going to be adding to that at some point. It goes right in from the Madison Compromise, why we have the tribunals and the Constitution. It's their stuff. I've documented with attachments. I think there's like 50 attachments. It's their stuff. And I've just put the pieces together. I'm not smart. I'm not an IQ above the average guy. Yeah, way above. That's fine. Logic, fine. But what is that? You can have a high IQ. You can have a great logic, but that don't mean anything. Got to have stick-to-itiveness to stay with it and follow the facts. And I have chased so many branches and so many limbs and leaves. And I've had my butt handed to me a lot of times. But I finally got a big overview of the whole thing. It's taken me 20 years to get here. The last year is just unbelievable. So many things that I thought I knew, but I couldn't prove it. Then I found out they're not true. It's like, are you going to find the answer in Title 26? No. It's like Richard that called it. That years chasing that Title 26 down. Oh, I'm going to pin those suckers down. Do you know that all of the notice of deficiency that they have, the notice of assessments, do you know all of the regulations they rely upon, they started in 1967, they're all Part 301, housekeeping regs, and held in Chrysler V. Brown, they're housekeeping for internal regulations. They're only for government folks, citizens of the United States, to sign up. Did they tell you that? I can prove it. It's their stuff. I love when these guys confess. That's another thing I have. Also, the congressional record for most of 1900 up about 1946 or 7, I got most of the congressional record before the people that were supplying that were doing money. I'm in the kind of to read it. Search it. Back in a minute.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We do not need a Marxist, which Biden is, and he's also a what else? He wants open borders. What do you think that is? Sure not a constitutionalist. We've got a communist and a Marxist, you know, for running for Democrat. What is good is I don't think the Bernie folks will vote for Biden, and I don't know who's going to make it, Biden or Bernie, but those guys, they don't get along, which is good. I want to see the Democratic Party come apart at the seams like the Whigs, because they are inherently evil. The one thing they do is they stick together like glue. They stick together like glue. That's what they do. They always stick together, the Democrats do. Just like that emphasized. They got to run and vote. It's all right to have a child born and not protect it. I would just... I don't know how to I don't know how to put that into a moral setting. I don't understand. Every person, every man or woman is born, has a soul. And we got one chance down here to live our life. Who has the right to terminate that chance, that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Nobody. As far as I'm concerned, from conception on out, it's ball game over. You have a right to exist. I don't care your color. I don't care your creed. It's irrelevant. Can a Democrat be a Christian? And the answer is no. because they believe in homosexuality beyond belief of any flavor. We don't have man or woman anymore. We have its, and I don't know how many flavors we got of its anymore. And we kill children up until the time they're actually born. It's all right to kill them? I don't know what to say. I don't know. It leaves me speechless. It's like the Moses. The one that I always go back to is Moses came down off the mountain and they're making this golden calf. Now, those people had first-hand knowledge of what the Creator could do. And yet they worship a golden calf? Well, then what's he going to do? And what did the Creator do? He opened up the earth, got them all together, opened up the earth and said, you're gone. But why? That's the part that really puzzles me. And that's why you can't, Democrats. There are people that the facts is irrelevant. The truth is irrelevant. And that's it. It boggles the mind because I just can't grasp why, when you put the facts and the truth, they won't even, there's no consideration for it. I've lost several good friends that I've had, some friends that I didn't even know they were Democrats, for some of them 20 years. Can't deal with Democrats. I'm not going to go there. If you're a Democrat, as far as I'm concerned, you're of the devil. I'm sorry, that's a broad statement. There are exceptions to everything. But these people support killing children before they're born and after they're born. They're against the Constitution. They're against Trump. What are they? Why is everybody against? What are they for? They're against Trump. Well, what's he doing? He's for the Constitution. Look at all the things he's done, all of the amazing things he's done for any color, all of these unemployment flow for everybody, putting people to work, trade agreements. We're getting tired of getting screwed by Canada or by Mexico or by China or by NATO. And we can't be in Muslims' war. These people have been fighting for centuries, the Shiite and the Sunnis and all the other various tribes. Let them fight. Who in the hell cares? It's not our problem. We can't fix the world. Christ can, but he's not here right now. These Muslims are barbarians. They will stick together. I guarantee you. They're not all what we call radical, but they are. They will. Look what we have up there now with the ones we got in Congress. Look at the problems that they've caused in our republic. Just four of them. Just four of these people. They can't be here. I'm sorry. We have a Christian culture. We have a constitution which allows freedom of religion. You can worship pet rocks if you want. But we have a culture, and you are going to be under the laws of the United States, the supreme law of the land, whether you like it or not. Ball game over. There's no getting around it. I don't know what to say. Anyways, I have brought up this other of what
one of the news today.
The news.
I guess we got music coming up. I didn't hear it. Maybe we do. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show, and God willing, we will see you next week. And watch out for the federales are everywhere, and pray for Trump.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.